No, these young, beautiful girls, these young, beautiful girls in the White House, you know, they come in. Now, I'm not supposed to say beautiful, but what the hell?
Donald Trump was speaking today in Long Island, New York, and we've got to break this down because Epstein's best friend is on a stage in front of a bunch of people, in front of a bunch of police officers, talking about young, beautiful girls who work in the White House. And as I record this video, he quite literally wrapped up 2 minutes ago, 120 seconds ago. I clicked record as soon as he got off stage. So with that being said, before we hop into it and I give you all the updates of this 80-year-old demented man, this 80-year-old cognitively declining raging narcissist, before I give you all the updates, it means so much if you appreciate the work that we do here on the Mockler Media channel. Hit like, hit subscribe, share the video out. My name is Chris Mowry. I am not Adam Mockler. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel, so make sure you check out my YouTube channel right down below. Adam and I work really hard. We've been growing the team. I should say Adam's been growing the team behind the scenes to make sure we are bringing you the best possible content and we are not letting stories go ever. We are not normalizing this time in American history. So again, if you appreciate that, make sure you hit like. Let's start here, right before Donald Trump got on stage, or as he was traveling to Long Island, I should say, talking with the press. Take a listen.
Okay, what else do I have to say?
Family members of U.S. service members are concerned about the conditions on board the USS.
Well, no, that ship is moving. No, they're not. That ship is moving right now, or very shortly, and it's being replaced with another very similar ship.
Has the deployment gone on too long?
No, no, no. Not nearly long enough. Thank you, everybody.
Wow, so this story is really starting to break through, and Donald Trump's comments here are so disgusting and should be cut into advertisements every chance anybody, Democrats, Republicans, anybody who cares about this country, if they have money to do it, they should be running ads on this. Donald Trump is commenting, if you haven't heard about this, on the USS Abraham Lincoln, which has now been out on deployment for a record amount of times. Almost, I believe it's over now, 250 days without touching land at all. And that is a record amount of time. And we have reports that U.S. service members have attempted to take their life on this journey. They've attempted to actually jump overboard after apparently weeks of like lack of hot water, moldy conditions, laundry being down for weeks at a time, meals that are, again, moldy and just like awful, like terrible, terrible, horrible conditions. And so Trump was asked about this as this story begins to break through. Finally, somebody at the press asked about it. And he said, no, I think they need to actually stay out there longer. Now, in the last, you know, 30 minutes or so, we've learned that that ship is actually going, it's going to come back. But we will keep you updated here on the Adam Mockler channel as we learn more. Somebody should ask Pete Hegseth, if the ship is coming back, why is it not staying out for longer? Do you disagree with Donald Trump? The press needs to wedge these administration officials against each other sometimes when they make conflicting comments. We go to the next clip here. Donald Trump is now in Long Island. Take a listen.
That's her campaign. That's what she says. End policing, full stop. The radical extremist has not been disavowed by Chuck Schumer, who's a Palestinian. He's a full-fledged Palestinian. In fact, I'm looking for Palestinian garb. I'm going to send it to him for his birthday. I know him very well. A crazy Nancy Pelosi. She's totally crazy. If you got to know her, you'd say she's crazy. Or Kathy Hochul, who's done such a poor job in New York.
Every single time I listen to Donald Trump, I think about the fact that I was born in 2002, so I was pretty young when Barack Obama was inaugurated. I guess I would have been roughly 6 years old. And so I didn't understand what was going on, but I understood a few things innately looking at the TV. I understood I was looking at a man who was respectful, caring, empathetic, a family man, well-spoken, somebody that I understood just by hearing the words I should look up to. Regardless of if you like Barack Obama or not, just a stand-up individual, stand-up man. And it pains me so badly. And I don't know, you can let me know if this is how you think, but my brain, when I first heard this clip, the first thing I think about is a kid who Fox News is the most watched cable news network in America. Growing up in North Georgia, I had so many, I knew so many families, like friends who their families would just keep Fox on the TV 24/7. And so the parents are, you know, doing something else. And it's so easy for a kid to just be sitting on the couch playing with blocks or something, but Fox is on. And the first thought I always have is, there's a little kid watching this and just taking it in. And he's like, this is how America works. We call people we disagree with, quote, Palestinians. crazy Palestinians. I mean, it's so effing disgusting. It's also just so obviously unserious from a political candidate. This guy is in full cognitive decline, and he's so clearly also wearing a wig, which I can't believe more people are not talking about. You should go look up, see how his hair looked 2 months ago compared to now. We go to the next clip.
To be president. But their radar's gone. All of their high intelligence equipment is gone. Their manufacturing of missiles is 82%. They still have missiles, but not a lot. They still have drones, but just a fraction of what they had. But their manufacturing is largely gone. And I read an article in one of the fake newspapers the other day.
Donald Trump is so ridiculous. And again, the fact the press doesn't push on this more, he is completely stuck with the war in Iran. And obviously all of their stuff isn't completely and totally destroyed. Right now they have the leverage. They have the Strait of Hormuz. They're clearly able to shoot at ships in the Strait of Hormuz. So not everything's been destroyed. And we know that the United States is dangerously low on defensive weapon capabilities, specifically Patriot missiles and THAAD missiles, which has kept Donald Trump from getting more aggressive in Iran. His advisors, his military generals told him at the very beginning, sir, you need to be careful as you start this because we are low on something like Patriot missiles, which are key for our defense. It's basically Patriot missiles take other missiles out of the sky. It's like a bullet trying to hit a bullet. And the thing is, Donald Trump said, I'm going to attack Iran anyway because it's the last 2 to 4 weeks. Well, we're on month six. So he obviously got that wrong, and it was a grave miscalculation from Donald J. Trump. And now his generals have not just given him the warning. They're like, we cannot get any more aggressive in Iran, or we could be in a really, really bad scenario if it starts to spiral out of control and we're out of a lot of these defensive missile capabilities. And so he's stuck between a rock and a hard place. Iran knows he's so desperate for an off-ramp because he only cares about himself. He only cares about power. He only cares about what's good for him politically. He only cares about his legacy. He doesn't care about what's good for the American people. And so all he wants is an out. He doesn't care how. Even if there's no nuclear deal, he just wants an out. He wants to be able to get out, Strait of Hormuz open, and he can bullshit his way to victory. Iran knows he's desperate. So they've set the stakes incredibly high. You want out? Fine. Pay us $300 billion. Lift all these sanctions. We're going to, you know, open the Strait of Hormuz, but we'll control it. We'll toll it. They've set the bar so high. Donald Trump can't really accept that deal, and he knows it. He can't bullshit his way through that, but he can't get more aggressive because the United States is dangerously low on these weapon capabilities. So now he's stuck. He is stuck, and he's going to keep playing this BS line. And whoever falls for it is honestly at this point so effing foolish. We are on month six of this, and Iran said they're not negotiating with Trump until he's gone. That doesn't make any sense because they're not negotiating with Trump with the United States until Trump is gone. Like, they are not planning on negotiations, as they say, until the next president of the United States is inaugurated. Whether that's true or not, we will see. But I have a feeling this war is going to continue for the next 2 years, at least. Let's go to the next clip.
So I just say this. So for you to pay a tiny little bit more for your gasoline, just remember, you're doing it so that a very evil country cannot have a country. Really, it's the number one state sponsor of terror in the world. We don't want to have them have a nuclear weapon. So remember that when you have to pay a little bit more, you're at $4. It's OK. I mean, I'll never apologize. I did the right thing. But you could, you know, if you didn't have, you'd be.
I mean, it's I debate Trump supporters sometimes on my own YouTube channel. I'll start on TikTok. I'll co-stream it to YouTube. And again, if you're running with these lines when I debate people and they say stuff like this, you're a sheep. You're a sheep. You voted for the guy who promised literally only two key things: no new wars and the golden age of America. And both of them have been a complete and total effing failure. The master negotiator couldn't negotiate his way out of this one. And so if you're sitting there filling up gas at $4 a gallon as you apparently bitched at Joe Biden, even though, again, there's no evidence, economic evidence, that the government was the main cause of inflation during that time under the Biden administration, most of that obviously coming from supply and demand issues, COVID, et cetera. If you were filling up gas then and you were furious and now you're going to buy this and be like, oh, this is good, we're defeating Iran, the world state sponsor of terror, we're regime change. You are literally a Bush Republican. In a year and a half, you are so deep in the effing cult, you're a Bush Republican. You went from no new wars, golden age of America, vote for the outsider, to I'm paying $4 for gas, to wage war, wage regime change war. That is insane. And protect the guy, I want to point out, who is Epstein's best friend, and we still don't have all the Epstein files, and clearly knew what was going on with Jeffrey Epstein as he sits on a stage, as I showed you in the first clip, and talks about the young pretty girls at the White House. Effing disgusting. Also, so interesting how different Donald Trump will look depending on what network you're on, or if the White House, if you're actually looking directly from the White House. Because look at this compared to this. Interesting.
And after we finish defeating Iran, which is being very badly defeated, pretty soon I'll be declaring the Hormuz Strait a territory of the United States.
The Hormuz Strait will be a territory of the United States, Donald J. Trump says. All right, here we go again. Again, this guy, fully in cognitive decline, attempting to save his legacy. This is not going to work for Republicans in the midterms. I mean, if they want to run on this message, so be it. It looks like right now, in my opinion, the Democrats are going to take both the House and the Senate. But it's going to be so, so, so important that you get out there and you register to vote. Look, I appreciate all of you making it to the end of this video. I just want to be able to keep you updated on whatever BS Donald Trump is saying. And again, don't normalize this. This is psychotic. And it's going to be so important that after this is over, we move on from this time in American history. And not just move on, but fix this. Okay, because this cannot be how our politics works. I appreciate you watching. Make sure you like and subscribe down below. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel, so make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below. With all that said, drum roll, please. I will see you in the next one.